Well, it is good news, and I have to say, personally, I'm delighted to see the return of the British Steel name. But of course, you're right, for steelworkers in Teesside, in Skinning Grove and the beam mill in particular, it's the end of a period of uncertainty. But just to kind of maybe pick up where Ian left off there, the two big issues around energy prices and Chinese imports, they're really not issues that Grable needs to tackle. They're issues for the whole UK steel industry and government to tackle together. And my view certainly is that with direct action in those areas, then there really is a lot of potential for Grable to produce a very successful business from the Tart Steel long products business.
Now, from what we were hearing about events in South Wales, in Port Talbot, we've been hearing there about the interest being in changing the terms of the processes that are used there, the type of materials used. Will there be changes involved in this deal for the long products division?
So, my understanding is not immediately with Grable. So these are two very different types of business. At Long Products, they produce rails and construction products primarily. And there's already been some quite major restructuring in that the plates part of the business has been removed. Some of those mills have been sold to Liberty Steel, Sanjeev Gupta. And so we've already seen a much stronger strategic focus on the business. And I think the local management as well have got some proposals for how they can then take the business forward in that shape.
On the face of it, Chris, obviously it's good news, but to some extent I think the government might forgive some of us in the BBC Tees area being a little bit cynical and saying, well, we've been here before with promises of a long-term future for the steel industry. Do we need the government to be helping out more, doing other things as well, to make sure that this isn't just another short-lived process and recovery?
Well, you know, as I said, it's not without risk, and these two big issues remain. We need a level playing field in Europe on energy prices, so we need to end the position where UK steel producers pay twice the rate for electricity that German steel producers pay, and there must be action on dumped steel from China. It's impossible to expect any steel producer in the UK to compete effectively with that. So the government is looking at these issues. They're areas where they need to take action. But with that in place, there's no reason why the long products business and the Scunthorpe Steelworks couldn't be extremely competitive and profitable. I mean, the big change here is that we now have an owner that's interested in and has a strategy for long products. And Tata Steel made it clear a few years ago that their strategy was to focus on flat products, the kinds of materials that they make in their plant in the Netherlands. And they changed their whole management structure to fit around that. So the long products business has been in a state of stasis for a couple of years, and now it has the opportunity to move forward as a focused business in its own right.
And you've touched on the return of a familiar name, British Steel. Will that help matters, or is it just a name?
No, it's far more than a name. So I think we can be sure that the business will sell more steel because of that brand, and that also it'll have a beneficial effect on the employees as well. This is why Grable would have wanted it, and presumably it was very difficult for Tata Steel to let go of that brand as well.